I'm from Ecuador, from the city of Quito, where the Latin American Council of Churches is based. I mean, the office of CLAI is spread in different regions, five regions, but the basic encounter and coordination point is in Quito, Ecuador. CLAI is the Latin American Council of Churches, which is promoting unity among evangelical Protestant churches, in dialogue, of course, also with other Christian traditions, especially the Roman Catholics. But the Roman Catholic is not a member of CLAI. We are, of course, interested in all the issues which affect the life of people, because for us the gospel should be involved in promoting life. For that reason, we have a lot of things to do in areas where perhaps certain churches do not see why the Council of Churches should be involved. For example, we are involved in issues related to external debt issues, alternative energy, number of things we had to do with the participation of people in terms of promoting justice and peace. In that way, we have the support and the accompaniment of Kairos, which has been supporting our program of faith, economy, and society for a number of years. And now we are moving towards a new program, a four-year program, related to climate change and also the participation of people in defending the environment and the possibilities to have a more clear and active commitment for defending the earth.
What are some of the key issues facing the churches now, today in Latin America?
Well, a number of issues has to do, of course, in a council of churches, has to do a lot with the liturgy and with theological discussions, certain exchanges in terms of doctrine, and looking for basis for unity. However, all of this is at the same time a reflection on basic issues which affect the life of people. It's not possible to have a good theology without knowing the realities. So realities related, for example, to hunger and all of this food sovereignty is part of our concern. Of course, we are not technicians, we are not scientists for producing solutions, but at least we have to promote among the churches a concept, a vision, a theological understanding to promote life and to be aware of realities in that field. The same in terms of alternative energies or ecological dimensions of the development, just economy, solidarity, economies, etc., etc. So in my area, in my desk, which is faith, economy, and society, we work a lot on these type of issues, producing materials based on biblical studies, but also on reflections from different institutions who knows scientifically certain aspects.
In the constitution, the Ecuadorian constitution that was adopted like around this time last year, it talks about the rights of nature, and like this is the first time, I think, in history that the rights of nature are actually enshrined in a constitution. I wonder how does CLAI reflect on this and What do you think this means to the
world?
Well,
of course, we greet this aspect of the Constitution, were the rights given to the nature. Of course, lawyers and many others, constitutionalists, are against and say, what's it? Nature cannot be object of subject of rights. They don't see the point. But for us, based on the theology of the creation and the integrity of creation, we see the point that we, in fact, were involved in the process of discussing this type of issues which came out into the Constitution. For us, it's of particular importance to recognize the earth of the system, not a subject and an object of human domination, but we, as humankind, were part of this system, and we have to respect other species, we have to respect the environment, we have to respect the relationships with the rest of the creation. And of course, in that sense, we try to reflect our convictions from Christian understanding on the whole thing. For example, we are promoting more and more this version in Genesis which are related to cultivating the garden instead of dominating the nature. We think that perhaps it has been too much to insist in the domination, the dominion of humankind over plants and animals and all the nature, while in fact we are called to cultivate the garden, to live in harmony with other people, but also with other species in the creation as a whole.
And what can Canadians and the Canadian churches do to kind of just to support that, and to support the rights of nature?
Well, I have seen efforts in different areas where materials are produced, trying to change, for example, consumerism to a more simple style of life, reducing then the contamination of the nature. I have seen materials here in Kairos, for example, calling for respect to the nature regarding, for example, the mining companies and the use of water in an irresponsible way. I have seen a lot of work to defend human rights in many countries, and for example, in these days I have been visiting migrant workers from Mexico and the churches involved there in promoting justice and good relationships with workers or among or between workers and landlords. We have seen a lot of efforts also in terms of maintaining the vision, the awareness of people about slavery, which in fact does not exist as it was at the time, but there is a new type of slavery which has related to issues, for example, of the repayment of the external debt, or for example, extending crops for exports, using the land of people which otherwise would be used to produce food for the persons. A number of issues which has to do with the construction of big infrastructure which finally is not to serve people but mainly to serve the interests of multinationals. And finally, of course, as it is the system to produce profits instead of life.
Last year you participated in the commission in Ecuador around debt and the sort of officially auditing debt in Ecuador, and this as well was quite unprecedented, and I wondered if you could talk a bit about your role in that and the role of CLI in that work.
Well, President Correa spent a decree calling for the formation of an audit commission of public credit, which implies external debt, but also internal debt. And within the external debt, the commercial debt, which means debts with commercial banks in the north, bilateral debt, which means credits or loans in between of countries, and also the multilateral debt, which is basically with financial institutions like the World Bank and IDB, etc., etc. The process for the constitution of this commission was a long, long, long struggle we have had from different institutions, groups of action, etc., etc., which we were involved already in denunciating the immorality and illegality of external debt, which in different countries arrives to 40 to 60% of the national budget, just the service of the debt, which in many cases is not repaying the loan as such, but interest and commissions. So the cry of people in Ecuador was listened and promoted by President Correa. He himself was on different occasions participating in meetings about the discussion of external debt, and he was very clear in his position. So once he was in power, he acted and decided according to his convictions and the conviction, of course, of the whole government. In this process, number of people we were invited to participate in this commission. In fact, in the decree, it does not mention our origin. It's not said Franklin Canelos for CLAI or Aurora Donoso from Acción Ecológica, but it is clearly recognized that it is a type of person which is related to social movements and action groups. So for that reason, we were there. And our role was basically to conduct the process. Myself, I was appointed as vice president of the commission. I had to work a lot on the methodological approach to the auditory. We had a lot of things to do in terms of creating the sample for the analysis, because it was a long period of 30 years to be audited. It was the period of 1976 to 2006, which is impossible in a couple of years. So we have to produce a sample, producing statistical analysis. But also we use a lot a previous investigation on the debt, which was made by another commission, where the main voice was of Jubilee 2000. So following certain issues which came out already in that research, plus the statistical sample, we arrived to configure a very representative sample, and then we started a process of looking for documentation and sustain our affirmations on the basis of studying everything and every page. So the whole thing represented a contribution for national Ecuadorians, but also from people from European countries and Latin American countries. We had support and help, for example, from Brazil. We had a very important auditor person from the federal public side, Maria Lucia Fattorelli from Brazil. We had Alejandro Olmos from Argentina. We have Gail Harley from Belgium and England. We had a number of people related to Germany, like colleagues who helped us a lot in finding documentation which was not available. So the commission works for 2 years, and the findings are very clear, showing immorality, illegality, and illegitimacy of number of loans. Of course, not everything which is immoral and illegitimate is also, or can be, called illegal because the laws do not accept ethical criteria. In any way, this report is already being applied with its recommendations to reduce the debt. In fact, the government has taken action to reduce and avoid 30% of the debt using a mechanism which is basically purchasing the tenders papers, the bonus or bonds, with a very heavy discount. For each dollar, it was paid 35 cents. So at the end, with about $900 million, it was possible to purchase about $3.2 billion. And it is about reducing the debt in 30% of its value. So we are very confident that the government is willing to continue in this process of saving the country of this dictatorship of the financial capital on our economies and our people. The debt has represented a lot of value transferred to the north, avoiding education, health, roads, etc., etc., in the name of the repayment of the loans. Now the government is trying to implement a second phase, which is related to the international debt, which is based on country-to-country credit. At the end, it will be another phase, which is related to the multilateral debt. But we are moving, so we ask in our presentation to the president of the results of the auditory, myself, I ask him, please, we don't want to see the book in a shelf. We want to see action. You have given us a great responsibility and a privilege to serve our people. But now we have a lot of expectations to see changes, to see solutions. And we are precisely observing this very nice process, which is implemented by the government with the leadership of the president and the support of the cabinet and a number of movements and groups of action against the debt.
Thank you. I don't know if you have any other final words.
I'll say a word of thanks to Kairos for the support we have received for a number of years from you for the program of faith, economy, and society, and the new challenge, which is going into the issue of climate change and participation of the citizenship in that fight against the destruction of Mother Earth. So thank you for all the support and the dialogue, the understanding we have as Christians ecumenically talking on these issues, which has to do a lot on life. Life not restricted to human beings, but life in general, in the system, so-called Earth.
That's great.